We sent out a detail, Tom said cheerily, yawning, and found some poor departed souls down there, and they were carrying coffee for which they had no more use. So we took it. Chamberlain grimaced. Ghoul, he said. But he drank, and the coffee was sweet with brown sugar, and strength boiled into him. How you feel, Colonel, sir? You notice I don't say Lawrence. I feel fine. You know, I bet we're higher than anybody in the whole army, in both blame armies. Tom was pleased. Now there's a thing to tell you, children. My, what a view. Chamberlain drank. After a moment, he said, without thinking, I miss old Buster. Kilrain? Yep, but he'll be all right. The vacancy was there, a hole in the air, a special kind of loneliness. You wanted to have Buster to talk to when it was all over, to go over it, to learn, to understand, to see what you should have done. Tom said, You know, Lawrence, I close my eyes, I fall asleep. Better get down off the tree. You know what? What? I don't like bayonets. He squinted at Chamberlain, shrugged foolishly, blinked and yawned. One thing about war I just don't like. Different, you know? Not like guns and cannon. Other men feel same way. You know what I mean? Chamberlain nodded. I couldn't use mine, Tom said ashamedly. Yesterday. Just couldn't. Ran down the hill, yelling, screamed my head off. Hit one man with the rifle barrel, bent the rifle all to hell. Pardon me. But couldn't stick nobody. Didn't see much of that either. I'm glad to say, most men won't stick people. When I was going back and looking at the dead, weren't many killed by a bayonet. Chamberlain said, Nothing to be ashamed of. Lawrence? Chamberlain turned. Tom was gazing at him, owl-eyed. You weren't afraid, much, yesterday? Too busy, Chamberlain said. No, Tom shook his head. I shoot and run around, and all the time I'm scared, Green. But you weren't scared at all. Not at all. But at Fredericksburg you were scared, Chamberlain said. I was too busy. Had things to do. Couldn't think about getting hurt. But he remembered. There was more to it than that. There was an exultation, a huge delight. I was alive. Well, Tom said stubbornly, you did real good. It was the old family expression, used by one brother to another down the years. Did I do good? You did real good. Chamberlain grinned. You know what? Tom said. He grabbed a branch, swung himself into a better position. I think we're going to win this war. He looked to Chamberlain for confirmation. Chamberlain nodded, but he was too tired to think about it. All those noble ideals, all true, all high and golden in the mind. But he was just too tired. And he had no need to talk about it. He would hang on to these rocks, all right, of that he was certain. But he didn't know about another charge. He looked down on the men, the line running down the hill. A little ammunition, a little food. We'll hang on to these rocks, all right. Now, if I could just get a little sleep. Lawrence, the way them Rebs kept coming yesterday. You got to admire 'em. Chamberlain said. You think they'll come again today? Chamberlain looked out across the open air, gazed at the miles of campfires. Doesn't look like they're planning to depart. You think they'll come again? They'll come again, he said. He stirred himself on the branch. They'll come again for sure. Must get more ammunition up here. What in God's name is keeping Rice? We only got about 200 men, Tom said thoughtfully. not with worry, but with calculation. A new realist, assessing the cold truth. But the position is very good, Chamberlain said. I guess so, Tom admitted. Rumble of cannon. At first he thought it was thunder, out of the dark sky to the north. But he saw the flashes sparkle on Cemetery Hill and knew it was too early for thunder. And as he looked northward, he could see sunlight breaking through the overcast to the north and west, and shells falling on the far side of the cemetery. He put his glasses to his eyes and looked, but all he could see was smoke and mist, an occasional yellow flash. Below him, on the hilltop, the heads of the men turned north. Chamberlain thought, diversion. To Tom, he said, you go down and alert the pickets. Maybe a diversion on that flank. They may be coming this way again. Send Rule Thomas to me. Tell him to send out another call to Rice for ammunition. Tom started down the tree. He scratched himself, swore feebly. Lawrence, we're going to need another runner, sir, old brother. I go up and down this hill much more. My leg's going to fall off. Chamberlain said, yes, tell Ellis Spear to pick a man. Send him to me.